remains a path shrouded in mystery and danger. Any stranger daring to traverse its length, under the sun's gaze or the moon's eerie glow, risks unknowable perils. This once notorious street has transformed into a significant artery, weaving through Black Rock Cove and extending its reach to Portland. Yet, its past clings to it like a shadow. On a particularly stormy winter night, two vigilant police officers from the Black Rock Cove Police Department patrolled the northern outskirts where Knight Boulevard winds its way from the estate into the city's heart. The area, notorious for its nocturnal hazards, bristled with the unseen threats of lurking thieves and raucous, inebriated troublemakers. In their patrol car, the officers' world was limited to the narrow beams of their headlamps, casting eerie pools of light amidst the enveloping darkness. Despite the passage of time, this part of town remained a place where danger whispered with every gust of wind and shadow that danced just beyond the reach of the light. Amid a relentless snowstorm, orientation became a lost art. The street signs, once guides through the city, were now shrouded in a thick armor of ice and snow, rendered invisible under winter's unyielding grip. Snowflakes, like a cascade of frozen stars, veiled the surroundings in a whiteout, swirling with such ferocity that they obscured the world in a dizzying dance. Amid this tempest, a solitary figure trudged along the sidewalk, his form reduced to a ghostly silhouette, almost devoured by the storm's wrath. He was a phantom in a world on the brink of being swallowed whole by the blizzard, a world that threatened to vanish if he didn't find refuge soon. On this particularly harrowing night, the howling wind hurled snowflakes with such force against the windshield of the police car that the wipers waged a losing battle to clear the view. The officers inside braced themselves for a night of endless vigil. Their shift stretched until the first light of dawn, and the clock had just chimed 2 in the morning. The heater sputtered and wheezed inside the car, fighting a losing battle against the bone-chilling cold. The officers, seeking solace in small comforts, shared a midnight snack while Joan Weber's Let Me Go Lover filled the car, a warm melody amid the cold streaming from 55 KTSA radio. Wrapped in their cloaks, the officers pulled the hoods tied around their faces, a meager shield against the biting wind. In these treacherous conditions, they stood as sentinels of the night, unyielding in their duty. Ready to brave the storm, they were prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, if fate so demanded, in the unwavering pursuit of their sworn responsibility. Chapter 1. The Ace of Spades. "Damn, this weather is brutal," the senior officer exclaimed, his voice echoing in the car. "I haven't seen a storm this fierce in years. 4 more hours patrolling these blizzard-blanketed streets, unable to see anything, not even the shadow of a rogue. Even the crooks wouldn't dare brave this." "Absolutely. Only the innocent are tucked in bed on a night this frigid," his partner joked, attempting to lighten the mood. But the levity was short-lived. As they drove, their spotlight, mounted firmly on the fender, revealed a storage building with its side door flung open against the howling wind. "Wait, Johnson, stop the car," he ordered. They stepped out into the blizzard, taking refuge under an overhang. Their trained ears picked up the muffled sound of footsteps in the snow. Hugging the wall for cover, they waited, motionless, as the footsteps grew nearer. The wind roared around them, but under the glow of a street lamp, they spotted a figure. Head bowed, collar turned up against the cold, hands buried in pockets. He seemed just a regular man braving the storm. "It's fine, Johnson. He's not our guy, just someone trying to get home," the first officer concluded. But as the figure passed unchallenged, the older officer hissed, "Quiet, Johnson. There's another." The second figure struggled under the weight of a massive trunk, his slight stature buckling. He trudged through the snow, leaning on a heavy cane, his body stooped under the burden. "This doesn't look right,"